Chapter 9.
I'd like us to walk to the front of the house. If a stranger came, he or she would go to the front door, correct?
Yes, a stranger would, Sam Hughes said. But nobody ever went in that way. I'm certain Mother would never open the front door, even for God himself.
Okay, let's just start wherever you say.
The back, Linda said. Definitely the back.
I guess I'll turn on a light.
By the door, Sam Hughes said.
I want you to look carefully as we go from room to room. I want to know if the furniture's been moved or if anything's missing. We don't want to miss a thing, any clue that might tell us who killed your mother.
The chair's been moved, Linda said. Is that the kind of thing we're supposed to look for?
Yes, exactly, answered the sheriff.
Linda held tightly to her brother's arm. The lights in all the other rooms were still on. They hesitated and then stepped into the front bedroom, the one where their mother slept. The bed was slightly rumpled, and a green corduroy backrest leaned against the headboard. The lamp on the bedside table cast a circle of light on the books and magazines that lay on the glass top. A pair of reading glasses lay atop the magazines.
What time did your mother usually go to bed at night?
She went to bed late and got up late.
And was your mother in the habit of making up her bed every morning when she got up?
Oh, yes, that was almost a compulsion with Mother. She did that before she made her coffee, answered Linda. The sheriff scribbled on his pad.
Then it would be correct to assume she was reading in bed when she was first disturbed.
It certainly appears that way.
Sam Hughes had an uneasy feeling. He knew Sheriff Ball was watching him and thinking he was the murderer simply because he was gay. He could feel perspiration forming on his upper lip and trickling down under his arms. His hands were wet, and the thirst for whiskey was overwhelming.
Were you always required to keep your room straight, Sam Hughes?
Our maid did that. Mother didn't think a man should do women's work, he said.
Sheriff Ball took one last look to see if he'd missed anything in his earlier examination of the bedroom. He saw a brown photo album on a desk and reminded himself to look through the scrapbook later. He knew photo albums often told the true story of family dynamics. The sheriff patted Linda on the shoulder and said softly,
"Okay, we need to go through the rest of the house. It won't be easy for you."
They walked down the dark hall, pausing at each closed bedroom door.
"This was my room," Linda said, pointing at the door being opened by the sheriff. "Oh, no," she exclaimed, staring at the urine-stained mattress. "Mother should have thrown that away long ago."
The sheriff closed the door quietly. He knew Linda was embarrassed by the sight of her bed.
"Careful," he said. "Don't touch anything. All I want from you is to tell me if you see anything out of place."
Both Linda and Sam Hughes gasped when they saw blood on the bare mattress in the third bedroom.
"We believe your mom was killed here and dragged to the den."
Sam Hughes stopped walking and removed his glasses.
"It's extremely cruel of you to subject us to this. This is our mother's blood on the bed."
"I'm sorry, believe me. Let's walk on through the den and into the kitchen. Just don't look at the floor, not right now anyway."
Eager to see the expressions on Linda's and Sam Hughes' faces, the sheriff ushered each in front of him.
"See anything out of the ordinary here?"
"These books on the floor, that's not normal. And this chair's been moved," Sam Hughes said.
"Yes," Linda said. "Mother was very particular with her books." The sheriff reached for his notebook again and wrote, "Sam Hughes looks at blood on floor. Linda does not." In the kitchen, Sam Hughes sat down at the round maple table. He sighed and said, "Well, there are four chairs around this table. There should be only three. The fourth one belongs over there under the telephone." The sheriff opened the refrigerator door and saw a carton of milk, a pitcher of orange juice, and a few other breakfast items.
"Not much food in here,"
Sam Hughes said.
"Mother didn't like to cook. She brought home chicken, hamburgers, pizza, TV dinners, things like that."
"What about a cleaning lady?"
"Josie Walker. She's in the phone book.
Her husband's name is Marcus. She wouldn't hurt Mother. She probably didn't like her, though. Mother wasn't friendly with the help. Linda ignored the conversation and looked out the kitchen window. Heavy black clouds were forming in the southwest.
Hey, Sam Hugh, I was right.
A wide smile crossed her face.
It's gonna rain.
She squealed, clapping her hands together.
Oh, I love the rain. I love the rain. I love the rain.
Sam Hugh glanced quickly at the sheriff.
Are we through now?
The murderer beat your mother with something heavy and hard. The autopsy will most likely tell us what. We've looked all through the house and out in the yard, but we haven't found the murder weapon yet. That part has me puzzled. I'm also puzzled by the smeared blood on the refrigerator. Linda began to cry, and Sam Hugh tore off a piece of paper towel from the counter and handed it to her.
Sheriff Ball, he said in a tone that did not hide his annoyance, I have no idea who killed my mother, neither does Linda. I do know that Mother heard a prowler earlier in the summer. She notified the police, or at least she told me she did. I'm sure you could easily check. Perhaps the prowler returned.
He cleared his throat.
Mother had some jewelry, but she kept it down at the bank in a safety deposit box. She wore lots of costume jewelry, but I can't imagine anyone thinking it was valuable. Did you check to see if the silver was still in the buffet?
Suddenly, Linda covered her mouth with her hand and gagged.
Can't we get out of here? She pleaded. I can smell her blood. I can smell our mother's blood.